our prices are so low it's practically free. We are giving it away today. Free cars, free money. Well, I don't know. Sometimes the offer just seems a little too good to be true. If it's free, what's the catch? Let's talk about free, expensive, a free gift. Examine the whole thing right here, right now, in the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're continuing our ongoing podcast series here on the Corner of Truth and Life, looking at the church and kind of religion and what we've come to understand, what has kind of been built up around it, and trying to understand what the truth is, separating it from what is our cultural understanding. And we've talked about how the church is made up of, what do we even consider the church? We talked about whether you have to be an expert and just a cookie cutter approach. But one of the things that it comes down to is, how much does it cost to be accepted by God? You know, do you have to sell so many Girl Scout cookies, help so many little ladies across the street, do so many good things? And we've talked about that. And talked about the free gift, but still there's a sense of, well, you have to give everything up. Well, if you have to give everything up, then how can it be free? And is it free, or does it cost everything? I just got back from a mission trip to the Dominican Republic, and down there they try to sell you stuff, the vendors at the beach, and everything's a negotiation. Everything's a negotiation. And they want to get it for you as cheapy, cheapy. Come here. I'll sell you cheapy, cheapy. I can get that for you cheapy. And but of course, cheapy, cheapy doesn't necessarily mean cheap. You got to negotiate. And we see the ads, or you get the phone calls, or the internet ads or whatever that talk about, you know, hey, you can for no money down, or for no money, you can just get this. All you have to do is fill this out. And then they have those scams where they say, hey, you won the lottery. We just need you to send the taxes on it, or we need you to send a wiring fee. And then we'll give you so many, you know, give you the $1 million you won or whatever. And, of course, there was the old Nigerian prince scam where I am the widow of this Nigerian prince, and I need to get the money out of the country. I used to get those because, you know, being a pastor, they would say, oh, well, my husband was a pastor, and he wanted the money to go to a ministry, and I'd like it to go to yours. And so let's talk and negotiate, and I'm just going to need this amount of money to get the money out, and then, oh, your mission will be so funded. You'll have as much money as you need. And you know, boy, that's attractive when you're low on money, except that it's not true. So when it comes to the free gift of salvation and coming to God, is it indeed free? Is it a free offer, or does it cost you everything? Which is it? And how do we untangle those two things? So that's what we're going to discuss on this episode of The Corner of Truth and Life. So let's dive in and examine that. So the first thing that we have to really acknowledge is that the Bible says that salvation is a gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one can boast. Nobody can claim some ownership in getting to God, in being saved. That it's a free gift totally based on God's work. When Jesus is hanging on the cross, after he has endured the wrath of God, so much so that the sky was even darkened, as it's kind of over, and now he's ready to physically die because the spiritual dying has been finished, he utters the words, translated in most of our Bibles, "It is finished." And really what the meaning was is it is complete or paid in full, because he had fully and completely paid the price, paid the penalty, paid the, you know, squared the account of everything that any of us, all of us, would ever do wrong, and whatever fine, whatever death, whatever punishment we would earn through just being human and doing bad things, and even just thinking bad things and saying bad things and just all the bad things that we do. He paid it all. And he said, it is finished. And the Bible says that then he was done. And that when he got back to heaven, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. He'd finished his work. And so when we get to that, that's the free gift. And it is indeed free. And sometimes we really struggle with that, because if it's free, well then, does that mean I really don't have to do anything? And that's true. But, you know, when it comes to being in church or being a religious leader, well, that can be hard, because you want people to do stuff. And you have the sense of, well, people should do the right thing and people should do stuff. And so, well, wait a minute, which is it? Well, no, it is free. And the love of God costs you nothing, because it cost Jesus everything. And so that's the starting point, and that's complete. And so far, so good. It is indeed free. And you don't have to do anything for that to be done for you. Jesus did it for you. The Bible says, while we were still sinners, while we were still doing the wrong thing, Christ died for us. So it cost you nothing for him to die for you, for him to love you, for him to forgive your sins. Okay, so fair enough. So does that mean, oh, so now I can just take it and run with it and go? Well, no. But this is where we have to really understand the difference between paying for it and responding to it. Paying for it as opposed to responding to it. The offer is free. The gift is free. But picture it this way. This winter has been difficult for me, and not in a big way, but an inconvenient part of the winter for me has been the fact that I have a garage and I can't get my car in it, because winter came early, snow came early, and we hadn't finished the wood. And we got the wood undercover in the garage. But the wood being in the garage, there's no room for the car. And so the car has been outside. So imagine you have a garage, and you fill your garage up with whatever, a car, furniture, wood, whatever you want. But your garage is full. So then you're offered a new car. And the guy says, I will give you this car, and I will park it in your garage. And it will cost nothing. This car is free. But you do have to clean out your garage. Now, cleaning out the garage does not get you the car, does not earn you the car. But you cannot receive the car until you've got room for it. And so it requires you to clean out and throw out everything in the garage so that you can get the car in. And so cleaning out the garage is a requirement for receiving the car, but it's not a price of the car. And that's an important distinction to understand. The difference between it being a price of the car and a result of receiving the car. And that is the difference between the free gift of God's salvation, the free gift of God loving you, and what it takes to receive it. And this is where we run into issues. This is where we can sometimes get a little confused. Because it can seem like, oh, I have to do this in order to get it. Yes, but not to earn it. Another example is if your hands are full and I try to give you something. In order to receive what I give you, you have to put down what's in your hand so you can take what I'm handing you. And if you don't empty your hands so as to grab what I'm giving to you, you just can't grab it. Now I'm offering it to you. It's free. It's there for you to have. I am not saying, listen, I won't give this to you unless you put that stuff down. But I am saying, you won't be able to take it unless you put this stuff down. And that's the expensive part. But it's not God sitting there going, listen, if you want me to love you, if you want me to forgive you, you've got to do this. No, he already did that. It's free. The gift is free. However, for you to receive it, you have to put down what you've been using, what you've filled your life with. When Jesus was on earth, a man came up to him. Some versions of the Bible call it him the rich young ruler. But he was a man of substance and of earnings, and apparently a young guy. And he came to Jesus and says, what do I need to do? What am I missing to be saved, to be okay? And Jesus says, well, have you kept the commandments? He said, yep, kept them all. Since I was a kid, I've been a good boy. She says, well, that's impressive. You know, you're missing one thing. Go give all your money to the poor and come follow me. And it says that the rich man went away sad because he had a lot of money. Now, was Jesus saying, you can't be saved unless you give away your money? Not in essence, but that was the result. He said, your money's in the way. You got to put it down. There are other rich men, we talked about this in the previous episode, other rich men that didn't have to give away their money. It wasn't in the way. It wasn't what they were clutching. In fact, the Bible says that when Jesus came to earth, he had to let go of something. His claim to godhood, his claim to be glorified and beautiful, and he came and lived a human life. And he suffered and died. That required him to give up. It said he did not consider his godhood something to be clutched. So we all have the things that we clutch, all the things that we hold on to. The disciples, two of the disciples, or two or three of them, were fishermen. And when Jesus came to him, he says, why don't you come follow me? And it says they left their nets and followed him. That was their livelihood. That was what they did for a living. They were fishermen. That was their career. And it says they just left their nets. They let go of what they had so they could take what Jesus had. And that's really hard for us because some of the things that we have, we really, really want. And they're not even always bad things. The nets weren't sinful. And sometimes it's sinful things, things we shouldn't be holding on to, and sometimes they're just regular things. But they're what we're holding on to. It's how we get through the day. And we have to be willing to give them up and to let go. It is not the cost of being loved by God, but it is the result of accepting it. Are you willing to let go? Think about that today. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.